The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Konish. Good morning to you, kind sir. How are you doing this morning?
Bonjour to you, Abs. I'm very well indeed, thank you.
You know, it's once in a while you get an SMS that reminds you of back at home, and that reminds you of how, you know, some people in certain clusters speak. So the SMS that came in for me this morning, Jean-Jacques, says, revolutionary greetings, Comrade Abs. Aluta continua. Together we do more. Your comrade in arms, Cape Town. Okay. It's just one of those greetings that are like, eish. Okay, yeah. Yeah, nah. But okay, we're talking Africa here, Jean-Jacques. We're talking Africa. And talking Africa, what's the latest? What do you have for me?
Well, you know, in Kenya, it's very interesting. We do have Raila Odinga now back talking to Uhuru Kenyatta. But his reign, the National Super Alliance, Norman Magaya from that National Super Alliance, who are obviously very upset with Odinga for chatting or breaking, stopping their alternative government, as it were. But suddenly this group called Cambridge Analytica, this consultancy firm, who has links with Facebook, that's the biggest story internationally almost. They used information to affect the Brexit vote and also the US election vote. And they've been boasting. That's the problem with Cambridge Analytica, boasting about what they've been doing. And they say they played a role in Uhuru Kenyatta's victory, a major role in Uhuru Kenyatta's victory in Kenya. So now the National Super Alliance saying, well, explain it. Tell us exactly what. We've been saying this election is rigged. You know, we need more information. So the Facebook, Mark Zuckerman, and the Analytica, well, in fact, the CEO of Cambridge Analytica, Alexander Nix, he's now been suspended. So this is a major political story, background political story. Exactly what do these computer nerds and consultants, as it were, what role have they played in these major elections?
And you know, Jean-Jacques, we take it lightly like that. We always take it as, but these are nerds. What could they do? But the amount of information they have and how these platforms they have can influence voters. It's when you read into it, it's quite mind-boggling. But nonetheless,
it is. I mean, yeah. are the nerds running the world?
As what's it, Bill Gates said, what was that line of his? Be careful what you say to a nerd, because in the future he might be your boss. Hey. It is what it is. But let's talk about Nicolas Sarkozy. I mean, Muammar Gaddafi is still haunting this man.
Well, yes. I mean, there's two things haunting Nicolas Sarkozy. The financial help from Gaddafi, bags full of money in 2007. And then he's also under investigation for illicit overspending during his 2012, the unsuccessful re-election bid. But he's being held now in bid. But he's being held now in Western Paris in Western Paris. I'm just trying to work out exactly the area. Nanterre, yes, Nanterre in Western Paris. And they can hold him 48 hours under French law, and then they've got to put him before a magistrate. But his Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, is welcoming this move. There's a former businessman who has become a whistleblower in this matter. It looks bleak for Sarkozy at this time.
And when I read this, Jean-Jacques, I said to myself, then I suppose then that's it. That's the end. The last male northern white rhino has officially died.
Well, it has. He died. In fact, he was put down because he was suffering. 45 years old, this was Northern Rhino. His name was Sudan, and he was in a Kenyan conservation area. But now the thing is, what we're hearing is they determined not to let this subspecies die. There are two left, and those are the daughter and granddaughter of Sudan. Now, what we're thinking of doing, and it's a very, very costly operation, it's never been done on rhino before, is in vitro fertilization. And they'll try that. Now, the last two are obviously being kept under 24-hour armed guard. And when you saw the pictures, beautiful pictures of Sudan, he has this really, really very bulky, thick, thick horn.
Majestic. It's just majestic.
Oh, you know, should be the question asked the conservationist was, you know, now, I mean, since this is going to cost a lot of money, we don't know that it'll be successful. Shouldn't we just accept the fact that the species now, or subspecies now, has died out? And he was saying, no, not thinking about it. You know, we have got to, and this is a symbolic move, we've got to save them if we can. And that's what we're going to take this trouble and expense to do.
You know, it reminds me, I don't know if you know the movie Independence Day or even Armageddon, where the presidents are speaking and they say, you know, it's come to a point where the species that's facing extinction has the resources to save itself. So, I mean, I'm all with letting Mother Nature do its thing. But when you have the resources to change the course, to alter the course of Mother Nature's wishes, shouldn't you do so?
Yeah. And, you know, is poaching letting Mother Nature do its thing? I mean, this is what's killed this species. So, I mean, we really are just kind of trying to backtrack or trying to ameliorate what mankind has done rather than Mother Nature. So, I can certainly understand the determination to do this job on the northern white rhino.
I tell you what, Jean-Jacques, you've actually given me a question that I think we need to put out to the Cape Talk listeners. Because, really, let Mother Nature do its thing, or if we have the means, let's make it happen. Jean-Jacques Cornish.
It's a very interesting question.
I'll
get the results tomorrow, won't I?
Most definitely. You will be getting the results tomorrow morning. Monsieur Jean-Jacques, thank you so much. Adieu, sir. And to you.